Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 and 88.5, I'm Mark Purcell. Polish cooking was once known for being both heavy and greasy, but times have changed. A new cookbook from a Polish country house kitchen takes some of the old recipes for things like cabbage rolls and pierogies and takes them to a new level. Marianne Zalesnik talks with co-author of the cookbook, Danielle Crittenden.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Marianne.
So it's interesting. I was reading in the preface to the book that you are a Washington-based journalist and you've written about politics and women's issues. Tell me, how in the world did you end up writing a Polish cookbook?
Well, as you know, my co-author is also a very unlikely cookbook writer, Anne Applebaum. She's a Pulitzer Prize-winning historian on Eastern Europe. And the way we ended up doing it is we both love to cook. We both love to entertain. And Anne has married a Polish, at the time, journalist, but is now the Polish finance minister. And together they rebuilt post-communism in Poland, absolutely beautiful manor house that they, you know, bought right after communism fell, built it up from the ground. It had fallen into ruin, and had a bunch of her American friends, including me, out to visit one summer. And we were all just not only just knocked out by the house, but we were knocked out by the revival in Poland post-communism, and not least in the food. And a lot of us, you know, Polish food is not what a lot of us think of as gourmet. And we have a lot of associations with it, but we found it so exotic and delicious and interesting. And in a way, Anne's house and this whole revival of, you know, Poland post-communism was what inspired us to write this cookbook as represented by the food.
Now, I think that's really interesting. I grew up in a Slovenian household, so I'm used to that kind of cooking also, and you wouldn't call it gourmet, although I still like some of it. Mm-hmm. How did you take the cooking? What did you find to be the most interesting that was so different from what you might have expected from Polish food?
Well, I think Polish food is, as you say, so many North Americans have background from that part of the area, and I'm Jewish, and you know, my husband's family all descends from that area. So the food, in many ways, is very familiar to us, especially in Jewish cooking. So, yeah, we're familiar with, I mean, we think of pierogies and cabbage rolls, but, you know, there's also, like, even gefilte fish probably has its origins from that part of the world. And so it's sort of familiar kind of comfort food that is grown over time over here, heavy and sort of greasy and in many ways bland. When you go over there, it's like rediscovering, I don't know, Italian food in its situation. It's got all that sort of comfort elements, and they do use potatoes and root vegetables and sausages, but and pierogies, of course. But the flavoring is there's sort of exotic elements of not just dill and pickle, but mustard and sourdough and it's combined in and even things like pierogies. There are chefs over there now making them like dim sum. So we have a recipe for pierogies with like duck and cabbage in them. But you know, there's mushrooms and sauerkraut and delicious, unexpected flavors in something like even as humble as a pierogi.
Now, when you think about pierogies, some people might think that's really hard to make. Do you think that the cookbook has recipes that anybody can pick up and do, or do you have to be a pretty experienced cook?
Oh, no. I mean, the whole point to these recipes for us is not just that they're, you know, based on very, on the whole, very simple ingredients, but that Anne and I are both mothers. You know, we cook for our families as well as work and write and do all the other things we do. And so they had to be, you know, with a couple of exceptions, everything had to be sort of family friendly. And Polish food lends itself to being both family friendly and easy to cook. And anything that took a long time to cook was something more like a stew, where you could really just put it on the stove and forget about it. And then, you know, 2 hours later, have this absolutely delicious and, again, slightly exotic stew that you're not used to. One of the things the Poles use a lot is game, and North Americans are rediscovering game, like, you know, venison. You see elk now in American restaurants. But they use venison and wild boar the way we would use chicken and beef. So we've got some of those exotic elements in it, but again, very the one of the main criteria is it had to be tasty and easy.
You talk about the root vegetables. You use beets in a number of things. There's a beet soup, I think, a recipe in there.
Right. Well, beet, as you know, is very much a staple from that part of the world. And I think most commonly we think of it in relation with soups, like in borscht. And we definitely have the Polish version of that. But one of, again, when you talk about the exotic discoveries, they use beets in all kinds of interesting ways. And there's a summer beet soup that we make called chudnik. And I joked that it was like Polish gazpacho. Mm-hmm. It is a chilled soup with diced beets, cucumbers, dill, you know, chopped up vegetables, and then mixed with sort of kefir or yogurt. And it becomes this, and then we put a hard-boiled egg in it. Poles, for some reason, were always dropping hard-boiled eggs in their soup, and it's actually really delicious.
Just whole?
Yeah, no, like sliced, you know, like sliced in half. Mm-hmm. And you can even use you'd come across quail eggs, too, in soups. But this one gets all streamy pink from the beets sort of leaking. And it's just like the most perfect summer-chilled soup. And it gets super easy. You just basically mix up the ingredients, put it in the fridge, and then you have this gorgeous, exotic chilled beet soup. So exploring, taking those humble ingredients and then seeing the interesting things that they do with them, and, you know, for a long time, just out of necessity, that's all you had access to. It was really interesting for me.
Now, did you get these recipes from being there and talking to people and talking to chefs, or are any of these originals that you've put together with Anne?
Some of them are original, like the duck and cabbage pierogi was an invention that I made from a leftover duck recipe. Some of them came through Anne's, like, mother-in-law and family. Some of them came through restaurants there, you know, that were experimenting with new things. A lot of them just came from Anne's familiarity with, you know, Polish cuisine. And we also had a very old English language, which I used, Polish cookbook, which had, you know, dishes that go back, you know, to the last century. And I went through those and very traditional recipes, and they were very vague, and I went through those and pulled out and readapted a lot of those to, you know, North American tastes and abilities. So, like, we have, like, stuffed stewed beef rolls with wild mushrooms. And that's a very traditional kind of Polish recipe. You don't see it over here, but it's, again, it's easy and delicious and something I could adapt from that very traditional cookbook that we had.
You talk about how the recipes are easy, that you both have families. What are your kids like? What are their favorite foods?
Well, the funny thing was, is they came over when we were photographing the book in Poland, and it was their first introduction to Polish food, and they loved it. And in fact, they're annoyed with me that I'm not cooking it as often as I was when we were doing the book and I was testing everything. Of course, kids love pierogies. But they loved a lot of the soups. There was a something called Zurek, which is it's a creamy, sausagey kind of bread soup that they are always begging me to make. They love the stews. They love we have sort of roast chicken and poached chicken recipes. I think because none of the flavors are threatening, you know, to a child's palate, but they're comforting and tasty and filling. Most of it was very, very family friendly.
Also, some beverages, hot mead, for example.
Yeah, well, as I was going through this old cookbook, mead is and remains commonly drunk in, you know, Poland and that part of the world. So that was fun. We also have some homemade vodka based liquors. I mean, the other funny thing I found when I was over there, like all of Anne's neighbors, they're all making their own hooch. You know, they've got these big jars in their sheds, and it's really delicious. So we experimented with that. We have my favorite one is this honey ginger vodka. You basically take a bottle of vodka, you marinate stuff in it, in this case, honey and ginger and some things. And then 2 weeks later, you have this completely transformed and delicious, it's almost like a liqueur. Great at this time of year, especially if you have a cold. It's very smooth and fortifying. But So that was fun too, to experiment with making our own booze.
Danielle, thank you so much for talking with me.
Well, thank you for having me.
I've been talking with Danielle Crittenden. She's the co-author of From a Polish Country House Kitchen. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.